For House Appropriations Chair Nancy Balance, the main reason for the request is simple.
The money that we thought we would have is just gone.
The money she's referring to comes from what's known as the ending fund balance. In other words, the money that's kept in reserve in case there are cost overruns or emergencies in between legislative sessions. State Budget Director Dan Villa defends the reductions already made or offered by the Bullock administration. He says they came after months of work leading up to the legislative session that began Monday. That's why Villa says the executive agencies will not be offering legislators much more in this work session.
We can't give that to you today on the third day. It wouldn't be responsible of us to try.
Still, a few did contribute. For example, the Department of Revenue came up with $542,000. But most of the $5.5 million was from other agencies. For example, the largest share came from the combined budgets from the Judicial Branch, the Department of Justice, and Law Enforcement. That total was just over $3 million. The Legislative Branch suggests just over $1 million. The remainder comes from the education budgets, including from public schools and higher education. Armed with this information, members of the two budget committees are scheduled to begin meeting next week in their joint subcommittees to comb through each agency budget. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the State Capitol.